Exclusive: Kimberly Guilfoyle, Governor DeSantis an invaluable asset to help keep Florida red in November. By Hannah Blow on October 27, 2020. Kimberly Guilfoyle, the National Finance Chair of the Trump Victory Finance Committee, expressed confidence in the support President Trump has in battleground Florida, citing the influx from Latinos, as well as the invaluable help of Trump ally Governor Ron DeSantis, R, help she believes will keep Florida red. While Democrats are vying to flip the crucial swing state blue, Guilfoyle said she loves Trump's odds in Florida, citing the wave of support and enthusiasm from Latinos and the Hispanic community. I love our odds in Florida, and I would say, most particularly, because of the influx of support from Latinos, the Hispanic community, everybody coming out for Trump, she said, highlighting the differences she sees in support from 4 years ago. Just comparing the juxtaposition between 2016 and 2020, to see the robust support from Latinos and Hispanic Americans coming out in enthusiasm and record numbers for President Trump at the rallies, at the bus stops, everything I'm seeing across Florida tells me that this has been a game changer for the president, she said. I believe if we're seeing it in Florida, that we will see that in other parts of the country as well, she added. The enthusiasm and support is not fake news, she continued. This is true. This is not fake news. They, Latinos, really are gravitating toward President Trump, Guilfoyle said, noting the amount of support she has witnessed during campaign stops throughout the state. Guilfoyle also credited Governor Ron DeSantis and First Lady Casey DeSantis for standing as unwavering allies of the president and working toward the common goal of preserving American values and principles. One of the things I love about them so much is how hands-on they are and how hard they work. They have been an invaluable resource, an asset, to making sure we're able to turn out the vote for President Trump in Florida and keep Florida red, Guilfoyle said. Similarly, Helena Guerra-Ferre, Executive Director of the Republican Party of Florida, RPOF, also credited the governor for having the foresight to prepare and pave the way for what they hope is another GOP victory. The fact that Governor DeSantis has raised more funds than any other governor for President Trump, more than $10 million, raised more than $3 million for state House and Senate seats and helped more than 16 campaigns is stunning because he did it at the expense of his own fundraising efforts, she told Breitbart News, calling him a selfless leader who was giving it all for the benefit of Floridians, the Republican Party, and President Trump's re-election. With 1 week to go before Election Day, polls in crucial battleground states are tightening. Tuesday's Real Clear Politics, RCP, average showed Trump taking the lead from Biden in Florida with a 0.4% edge. The day prior, the RCP average had Biden leading by 1.8%. Nonetheless, the emerging theme throughout the election has been GOP's widespread belief in what has been dubbed the silent majority. Last month, Breitbart News spoke to dozens of Trump supporters outside of Trump's rally in Jacksonville, Florida, where confidence in the silent majority reigns supreme. The silent majority is so big, you know? It's unfortunate a lot of people don't like to talk about it due to maybe they think something's going to happen, but you better believe that silent majority is out there and it's grown. Quadrupled, one Trump supporter, Gene Huber, told Breitbart News. Even on the Democratic side, even though you only see the left running their mouth, there's a lot of Democrats switching right on over to Republican. For this election at least, another Florida Trump supporter said. That theme appears to be apparent in other crucial battleground states. Speaking to Guilfoyle's belief that what is occurring in Florida is also emerging across the U.S. There's a lot of sleeper support for Trump, Bryce, a resident of battleground Wisconsin, told Breitbart News, dealing with his personal experience. After hearing that they were going to pack the court, I finally said I'm putting my Trump flag up, he said. Wouldn't you know? Dozens in my neighborhood went up. The lesbian couple across the street, they're very nice people. We love them, I didn't think they'd ever put one up. They've got a Trump flag. There's a lot of support that is sleeper support. He continued, explaining that many Trump supporters have been conditioned to lay low due to left-wing threats. It's like you gotta just SHH, just be cool, he said. Show up to the polls and vote, you know. Guilfoyle also pointed to this phenomenon, the silent majority, during a July appearance on Breitbart News Tonight. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Breitbart News Tonight, Kimberly Guilfoyle, July 28, 2020. It's about the network, not the net worth, Guilfoyle said, previewing what it takes to secure a victory in November. The silent majority that you saw stand up and roar for the president in 2016 will not be silenced. They are going to show up.